Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just really helps to grant her clarity and understanding to help keep her safe during times of judgment. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, this is Jeremiah chapter 40, starting at verse 7. First, let me just give some quick background. This is at the fall of Judah, okay? The king of Babylon has already come and besieged it and overthrown it and overtaken it, okay? And things are chaotic there. People are trying to figure out what to do. And the king of Babylon appoints a governor. His name's Gedaliah, okay? And he is basically supposed to take care of the remnant, okay? The people there that, are going to find peace and favor with the Lord, okay? And be able to stay in the land are not being taken, not carried away captive to Babylon, but are able to actually stay still in their land, okay, in Judah. And he's just going to oversee them, okay? He's like an appointed governor, okay? This is starting at verse 7. It says, "Now when all the captains of the forces which were in the fields, even they and their men, heard that the king of Babylon had made Gedaliah, the son of Ahikah, governor in the land, and had committed unto him men and women and children, and the poor of the land, of them that were not carried away captive to Babylon, then they came to Gedaliah, to Mizpah, even to Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and Jehoiakim, and Jonathan, the sons of Kareah, and Sariah, the son of Jehuthamet, excuse my pronunciation, and the sons of Ephiah, and Nothiah, and Jeshaniah, the son of Micaiathonite, and their men. And Gedaliah, the son of Achaiah, the son of Shaphan, swear unto them and to their men, saying, Fear not to serve the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you. As for me, behold, I will dwell at Mizpah to serve the Chaldeans, which will come unto us. But ye gather ye wine and summer fruits and oil, and put them in your vessels, and dwell in your cities that ye have taken. Likewise, when all the Jews that were in Moab, and among the Ammonites, and in Edom, and that were in all the countries, heard that the king of Babylon had left a remnant in Judah, and that he had set over them Gedaliah, the son of Achaim, the son of Shapha, even all the Jews returned out of all places, whether they were driven, and came to the land of Judah, to Gedaliah, unto Mizpah, and gathered wine and summer fruits very much." Okay, so this is important, okay? You have all of the remnant coming. This is a really difficult time, okay, for the remnant. And the remnant are the ones that were obedient, okay, that were doing well. They're not rebellious, okay? Jeremiah has been warning them throughout the whole book. He's saying, submit unto the Chaldeans. This is a judgment. Just submit, okay, and you're going to be okay. He says, this is in Jeremiah chapter 1, I put in front of you the way of life and the way of death, okay? And so these are obedient, and they've been hiding even in foreign countries, okay, because of the Babylonians, okay, trying to, stay safe. Well, this is a pretty stressful time for them. And so they hear, okay, it's over, the country's been overthrown, the Lord has, appointed a governor through the king of Babylon to oversee us. Let's go back to our country and have peace finally, okay, and get some, nice, food and wine and stay there and sort of start to have some stability, okay? And then it says on verse 13, "Moreover, Jonathan, the son of Kareatha, and all the captains of the forces that were in the fields came to Gedaliah. To Mizpah, and said unto him, Dost thou certainly know that Bashish, king of the Ammonites, hath sent Ishmael, son of Nethaniah, to slay thee? But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, believed them not. Then Jonathan, the son of Kareah, spoke to Gedaliah in Mizpah, secretly saying, Let me go, I pray thee, I will slay Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and no man shall know it. Wherefore should he slay thee? And all the Jews which are gathered unto thee should be scattered, and the remnant in Judah perish. But Gedaliah the son of Ahikam said unto Jonathan the son of Kareah, Thou shalt not do this thing, for thou speakest falsely of Ishmael. Okay? So there's a conspiracy against this governor, okay, who's appointed to care for this remnant, okay? This man Ishmael is coming to kill him, okay? To rebel and just mess up this whole thing that's nice and quiet and peaceful. And and Jonathan is coming and he's warning him, okay? Saying, there's this conspiracy against you. He says, why should you die? And all this remnant who's coming, as I just read, out of all the land, okay? All these other lands, foreign countries who have finally come back to Judah, okay, and are seeking peace and quietness, why should they be scattered? Why should you die and they be scattered? Let me go kill him, okay? Let me take care of this for you, okay? But he says, no, you're speaking falsely, okay? I don't believe you. And this is chapter 41, verse 1. It says, Now it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Eshemiah, of the seed royal, and the princes of the king, even 10 men with them, came unto Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, to Mizpah, and there they did eat together in Mizpah. Okay? So they're coming and having a meal with him, and things seem peaceful. Okay? This guy who's, this Ishmael, who's has a conspiracy against his governor, okay, Gedaliah, he's coming over, and they even eat together. Okay? Then arose Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men that were with him, and smote Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, with the sword, and slew him, who the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. And Ishmael also slew all the Jews that were with him, even with Gedaliah at Mizpah, the Chaldeans that were found there, and the men of war. Okay, and it came to pass the second day, that after he had slain Gedaliah, that no man knew it, and that there came certain men from Shechem to Shiloh, and from Samaria, even 80 men, having their beards shaven and their clothes rent, having cut themselves with offerings and incense in their hand, to bring them into the house of the Lord. Okay, so he kills Gedaliah, the governor, and even the Jews that are with him. Okay. And then you have these other men who come, okay, and the scriptures talk more about that, okay, and they're pleading for their lives, they're saying, don't kill us, okay, we have goods that we can offer you, please spare our lives, okay? But you need to, this is scripture, okay? This is Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Okay? Like I already mentioned before, okay, during times of judgment, things get very demonic. Okay? They're going to get very demonic here in the United States. And you see that example where he's just being naive, this governor. Okay? He's being warned, and that's of the spirit. Okay? Now, you don't go killing people and things like that. That's the Old Testament. But what I'm trying to show is that, you know, the Lord sent someone to warn him, and he didn't want to listen. He said, no, you're speaking falsely of this man. This guy's a nice guy. I don't believe you. Okay? He ends up dying. Okay? And worse off, okay, he ends up dying, okay? And all these Jews that came from all these other countries who have been going through a lot, okay, probably just wanted this thing to end, okay, and found rest and peace in their land, okay, and have this governor now where at least things can be quiet, okay? Now they're scattered, and some of them even died, okay? You have to understand something, okay? And this is why, again, I'll read that scripture. This is Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. You need to understand something. During times of judgment, when your light shines and you do well and you overcome and this place burns to the ground and you are found, okay, faithful, okay, salt and light, and you can shine and say, look, I'm okay, like I've already been talking about, okay? I'm not appointed to judgment because the Lord looks down upon me and he sees Christ. I'm bearing fruit, okay? I'm a fruitful Christian. This is the gospel. You need to repent, okay? And it's that big time now, okay, for you to reach out to those family members, those loved ones that you've been fighting for, you've been praying for, okay? You need to know Ishmael's coming for you, okay? Satan doesn't like that. There's way too much clarity, okay? That's going to be way too clear, okay? That's going to have scripture attached to it. That's going to make a whole bunch of sense. Everything's going to add up, okay? The power of God's going to be shining upon you. That is going to be just a huge problem, okay, for Satan's kingdom. He's not going to like that. You're going to have Ishmael all over you, and that's why you need to learn to walk in the Spirit and not be naive the way so many Christians today are, okay? We'll talk more about it, but the wisdom, okay, comes from the Holy Spirit, not your own man, because you can run around your own mind. You can run around accusing people left and right and become paranoid. But it's of the Holy Ghost. You need to hear his voice, okay? That was of the Spirit when he sent Jonathan, okay? When the Holy Spirit comes to you and says, be careful, something's here, caution, warning, you need to be able to recognize his voice and respond perfectly, okay, so you can overcome. Go and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, and just really growing close to your Holy Ghost and learning how to recognize him and just have that clarity so she can really hear your Holy Spirit and walk more perfectly. And I ask all these crazy places in Jesus' name. Amen.